In this bulletin, the Prime Minister introduces his religious discrimination bill to Parliament. Victoria hits its 90% double dose vaccination target, and Australia looks likely to host the 2027 Rugby World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has introduced his government's revised religious discrimination bill to the federal parliament. The controversial legislation was first raised after the 2017 same-sex marriage plebiscite and was promised by the coalition at the 2018 election. But the draft laws are facing criticism on all sides, with some concerned they don't go far enough to protect people of faith, while others argue that they come at the expense of other protections from discrimination, particularly against LGBTIQ plus people. Prime Minister Morrison has told the Parliament the bill will plug gaps in relevant state-based laws and provide protections for those of faith at the Commonwealth level.
Nothing in this bill, I stress, Mr. Speaker, nothing in this bill allows for any form of discrimination against a student on the basis of their sexuality or gender identity. You won't find it, anything of that nature in this bill. Such discrimination has no place in our education system.
Victoria has recorded 1,254 new COVID cases and a further 5 deaths. There are 10,276 active cases in Victoria, with 310 people in hospital. The state has now reached its 90% double-dose vaccination target for people aged 12 and over. Premier Daniel Andrews has thanked all those Victorians who've been and continue to get vaccinated.
I would also say that with about 94% of people at least first dosed, we are well on track to get to that, what has been described by some as that kind of magic 95% number. What that'll mean is that we are, without any doubt, one of the most vaccinated and therefore one of the safest places anywhere in the world.
South Australia has recorded another new case of COVID-19 after a traveller from Sydney entered the state. It's the second positive case in South Australia since border restrictions were lifted for fully vaccinated people on Tuesday. There have been another 276 cases of coronavirus in New South Wales. No further deaths from the virus have been recorded. It comes as a backpacker's hostel in Byron Bay has been locked down after a COVID case was identified. The Aquarius Backpackers has been locked down for 7 days, with 84 close contacts at the hostel, just as thousands of Year 12 students head to the town for Schoolies Week. A jury has found 3 white men charged with the death of African-American man Ahmed Aubrey guilty of murder. The 25-year-old man was out jogging in the coastal city of Brunswick in the state of Georgia when he was shot dead in February 2020. Father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and their neighbour, William Bryan, face life in prison. Ahmed Aubrey's father, Marcus Aubrey Sr., spoke to a crowd outside the courthouse shortly after the verdict was handed down.
We've conquered that lynch mob.
Yes, sir.
We got that lynch mob. This history today, letting you know that black kill life don't matter. For real, all life matter.
All life. Yes.
Not just black children. We don't want to see nobody go through this.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to see no daddy watch a kid get lynched and shot down like that.
That's right, Mom.
So it's all our problem. It's all our problem.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's keep fighting.
French officials say 4 people have been arrested, suspected of involvement in a human trafficking operation that's left dozens drowned in the English Channel. At least 31 migrants, including a child, drowned when their dinghy capsized in freezing waters while trying to cross from France to England. It's the worst disaster on record in the Channel involving migrants and has inflamed debate over pressures of migration on Europe and the UK. The mayor of Calais in northern France, Natasha Bouchard, is blaming the UK's immigration policies.
This tragedy, which is one too many, is the result of successive failures with regard to this migration policy, failures of Boris Johnson, which leaves no choice to our region to have to put in place resources because he doesn't have the courage to take it to himself to take responsibility and choose in his territory what kind of immigration he wants.
And in sport, Australia looks likely to host the 2027 Men's Rugby World Cup after being listed as the preferred candidate by the sport's governing body. The decision effectively means Australia can forge ahead with its plans for one of the world's biggest sports events, although a final decision won't be made by the council until next May. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 32. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two, 17. Hobart, a shower or two developing, 20. Canberra, rain and a possible storm, 23. Wollongong, rain increasing, 24. Sydney and Newcastle, similar forecast, 27. Brisbane, showers and 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.